Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we big breakfast people in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you eat breakfast every day?
Mm-hmm. I try to.
Like a breakfast?
I usually have half a bagel. I have eggs and egg whites. And then I have like cottage
eggs
cheese.
Eggs and egg whites?
Yeah, I mix one egg with like a serving of egg whites. And then I have like cottage cheese.
Hmm. Wow. That looks like the meals that I see on Instagram of the women who are like, what I eat in a day? And I never know what anything is. It just looks like a bowl of mush.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
they
well,
do
I'm-
the rolled oats over, or the overnight oats kind of thing.
Yeah. It just always looks it's just yeah. like a bowl of this and a bowl. Of, and I'm like, I don't.
Yeah. Gross.
Like, where's the burger? You know, like an actual
breakfast?
Item.
Yeah.
Do you eat breakfast?
No.
You seem like a non.
No, I do on the weekend sometimes. I like a more of a brunch, a little later breakfast. The bacon, egg, and cheese is great, but not during the week. I don't really.
You're naming fast food things.
Right. So not you don't cook breakfast at home.
There's like a great bagel place. It's called the Bagel Stop in Parker that we hit a lot.
Dude,
it's not fast food.
I gave you
quick, but.
A Blackstone. The most manly thing you can do is get up before your family.
Mm-hmm.
Go fire that bad boy up. Have bacon on one side. You can even make your toast on it in the middle. Have pancakes rolling if anybody wants a pancake.
Or eggs on the side.
Or eggs. I have the things that like you can make the eggs square or you can make them round.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. I have cooked breakfast because we make the little pancakes and you make breakfast sandwiches with
nice.
The pancakes.
Yes.
But I got to get up and do it before. I haven't thought of that. That's a good
Yeah, you
move.
Just got to get up and then you can also make hash browns.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And you can even if you want to cheat code it, you know, you can buy that like the hash browns they have.
Oh the Trader Joe's ones?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Those
yes.
are so they good. Are, yeah. Oh my
so
there
it's like you're getting McDonald's, man.
Yeah.
You're getting that weird little
so
oval.
Good.
Are you putting it in your phone to buy them?
No, it's interesting that Erica said she likes eggs and egg whites. I have here how you like your eggs actually reveals something about you as a person.
Are you guys egg people?
I'm a little all over the map with eggs. I will fire an egg down in almost any form, but there are some that are
mostly deviled.
Fully repulsive. Dude, deviled eggs.
The deviled eggs at OP.
Oh my God. Ocean Prime's deviled eggs. They fluff it up so people don't knock it till you try it.
Right.
It's like 4 inches high.
Right. And Aaron and I have both yacked after having them because they're that good.
Yeah, it wasn't the deviled
it
eggs.
It sure wasn't.
You alcoholics.
I had like eight of them. Yeah, Aaron's was the eggs. Mine was the wine.
Between the three of us, I don't know if Hack had any.
No.
We had 18 deviled eggs.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had
and
18.
I think I only had three.
Aaron and I were determined because we had six.
They were
and then
gifted
we ordered
to us
more.
Too.
Sort of. We ordered six more and then two different servers went to get them.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
So then it was like,
oops.
We ended up with 12 more.
The list I have here, it's more, I think, more of breakfast.
So deviled is not
deviled's
an option?
Not on the list. But you strike me as an omelet guy. You talk about going to the omelet bars a lot, like on vacation and
I
stuff.
Will eat an omelet, but it is not my first choice when
What's
I'm
your
egging
first
it.
Choice?
Yeah, what is your first? Or so if you're not, is anyone in the room omelet?
No.
Okay, well, omelet, if you enjoy that as your egg, if you're listening, you enjoy taking risks.
Oh.
So I am an omelet guy.
Okay.
So I might be all these.
No.
But here's the thing: I am an omelet guy. Have you guys gone on a vacation where the omelet bar is available?
Most of the time, that's all I can eat because I can't do the bread, I can't do the pancakes. So I do have to have an omelet.
But the reason I don't like it is it's the white person thing to do, and so there's always just 40 people just standing there.
So you just
forever
don't like it because you don't want to be known for what you are.
I don't want to wait.
I don't want to wait
for all. To be honest.
Oh, I liked what you did there.
No, because it, and then.
But just because he said the omelet, people take risks. You can't just claim omelets.
No, but I said already I'm an omelet person. I was an omelet person before. I'm going to like all of these things.
Text Dan if you're an omelet person.
There's only one. I'm going to tell you right now, because I know what, if I had to guess you, T-Hack, do you eat eggs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Because you almost strike me as.
Over hard?
No. 100%. Look at that face.
Scrambled?
Yeah. Yes. He's the basic white boy. Yeah. Like,
get
mayonnaise.
Line, just I'm waiting all morning.
Scrambled. Yeah. And I bet you are so nasty. I bet you'll eat them at one of the like comfort inns where they just have the thing and you get
those
there
are good,
and you put it there and it goes.
And you wouldn't?
And it goes like.
And if it's
wet,
free?
They're wet. If they're wet, scrambled eggs are nasty, period. But if they're wet scrambled eggs, do not put that in your mouth.
You just said you would hork down an egg in almost any form.
But somehow the wet scramble.
Okay.
You're telling me you would comfort in or whatever, wherever they have that thing.
Yeah.
The Continental.
Best Western Plus. I have.
And you'd eat that?
I have. I wouldn't say it's my preferred.
Okay. So scrambled isn't you.
Scrambled is how I eat them most weekday mornings, but it's actually not how I prefer them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's just an ease thing.
It's just when I'm mixing with the egg whites.
I will take scrambled eggs. That's my preferred.
That's not you either, Aaron, right? Okay.
Scrambled means you're agreeable and very steady. You go with the flow.
That slacker.
Perfectly describes.
The way you.
That does perfectly describe.
Hated scrambled eggs really proves you are none of those things.
I just want to say this. Almost anything else he's got on his list. Soft boiled. Yep, I'll eat that.
That is on the list.
Over soft easy.
Boiled? That's on the list, yeah.
I like. Almost almost any other.
Okay, well, you think about what would be your favorite, I guess.
Okay.
Do you have
every
you
morning too? I eat what's called I don't know if it's real this way. It's called a hole in the wall. So I hollow out a piece of my bread. I put it on my
skillet.
Cast iron.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
And butter, crisp the bread up, crack the egg in the circle that's missing.
How big's the hole?
Well, it's gluten-free bread, so
my
it's only like...
My high school boyfriend's mom would do this, but she did not call it a hole in the wall. It was something dirtier.
Hmm.
Glory?
No, that wasn't it either.
But I always cook it over medium. So I flip both sides.
Okay, so over medium.
You want your yolk cooked.
No. I want the yolk not, but the whites are cooked.
But the
over
yolk
medium,
is runny?
The yolk is mostly cooked, though.
Oh,
you don't want it runny?
I do want it runny.
Okay, just so over easy.
Is that what it is? But the white part is totally cooked?
Yes.
Okay, then that's what I like.
Anybody who doesn't cook the white, we're going to have to talk.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, there's no holes on my list.
No glory, no...
Over easy is on the list. I think that's probably the closest. It means you are very precise. You know exactly what you want out of life.
I would say the way she has described that breakfast is accurate.
Very precise, like making the hole for it and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about a poached egg?
Poached egg is on the list. Would you say
is
poached?
Is that really
I
your
don't
prefer?
Even know how to make those.
To make them. You get a pot of water boiling and then you stir and you stir and you stir and then you drop the egg in. So it kind of cooks.
You
so
crack it open?
Into water, yeah. And so
then the
there's
white
like
just
a whirlpool,
forms around it?
And so it creates...
This like egg foam?
No, it then becomes
the
like a ball.
Together.
It becomes a poached egg. I didn't know
the
this would be so.
The egg stays together?
Yes.
The whole
because
egg.
Because the white forms around the yolk in the circle, right?
Because the water's already boiling.
I don't like how hard you say the L in yolk.
the water's
it's
already boiling.
There.
Say the stuff that a cow makes.
Milk.
Yeah, it's not as hard as on that yolk there.
How about a poached egg? How about
a poached egg? I wouldn't know a poached egg if it was the fifth member of the show.
It would
show.
Be the I've never grossest even seen one. Thing you ever saw.
But a poached egg, you are very orderly. You don't like to see anything out of its place.
That's so wrong.
She is a slob of all slobs. The weird thing is, I'm sort of, again, I'm all things. I want you to know that.
Okay.
If I were to eat it at my house, I'd do it Aaron's way. Mm. But what I want is one I never make. My grandpa, I grew up, he would soft boil.
Mm. Ooh, now, were there super soft in the middle?
Yeah, so it's a hard, you basically are hard boiling the egg.
Yeah, but and you put it in ramen.
Yeah, it's those ones.
Yeah.
But you stop, so just like the other eggs, the white is totally formed, but the yolk is like an over easy.
Elite.
Okay, so soft boiled.
Yes.
Slacker is gentle.
This is a lie.
He's sensitive. He's neat, but he's not always easy to please.
Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.